Shana Shomai Paragat Av Mesa Zion, Vachain Kavish or Shemesh in Nishbacha. And so too, somebody who has a jar of oil of Truma, and the oil spilled to the ground. You're not obligated to get down to the ground and kind of scoop up some of the oil before it gets absorbed in the ground. Instead, you can act in the same way that you would had oil been chulin and not truma. If there's a significant amount of oil that can be scooped up before it gets absorbed in the ground, that had the oil not been truma, you would attempt to scoop up some of the oil, then you should do so in this case as well. But if there's very little oil that could be saved, and the oil is quickly getting absorbed in the ground, that had the oil not been truma, you would not bother trying to scoop it up. You would not have to scoop it up in this case either, even though in this case the oil is truma, and it's forbidden to cause a loss to truma. And since the oil is being absorbed in the ground and there's very little to be saved, you did not have to bother trying to save it. Somebody who has a jar that contains wine or oil of truma, and he wants to pour the wine or oil into another jar. After he pours all the wine or oil into the other jar, he has to drip out another 3 drops from the jar. And then whatever is left in the original jar that contained the wine or oil of truma, he doesn't have to be concerned about it. He can go ahead and pour wine or oil of chulin into that jar. And it will be mevatel the little bit of wine or oil of truma that's left on the bottom. As even though the dinner, you're not letting the mevatel of truma or any other iser deliberately. But in this case, his intention is not to be mevatel the truma. He just wants to pour in wine or oil of chulin, and the truma will memela become bottled. So therefore, he can go ahead and pour the wine or oil of chulin into the jar that originally contained the truma. If after you pour the wine or oil or truma from one jar into another jar, and you allow 3 more drops to drip out, you then took the jar that originally contained the truma and you tipped it on its side, and you gathered up the little bit of wine or oil that was left in that jar, that wine or oil that is left would have a din of truma. As even though you poured out all the wine or oil and you allowed 3 more drops to drip out, that doesn't mean that whatever is left in the jar would no longer have a din of truma. Instead, what's left in that jar would have a din of truma. The comment behave the truma's ma'aser shel zman v'yolichena l'kohen echad mishmoina l'shminus. How much truma's ma'aser from zman would you have that you would be obligated to bring it to the kohen 1/8 of an 1/8, 1/64 of a log is the amount of truma's ma'aser zman which would obligate you to bring it to the kohen. As Zmai is produce that is bought from an Amma or somebody who is ignorant, and Hilchus Truma is from Maitre. And we don't know whether he took off Maitre from the produce or not. As Rabbanan decreed, when you buy produce from an Amma or, you have to take off the Maitre yourself. You take off Maitre Rishon, which you're allowed to keep for yourself. You don't have to give it to the lady, since it's a suffix whether the lady has already received Maitre from this produce. But you do have to separate Truma's Maitre from that Maitre and give it to the Kohen. Now, how much Truma's Maitre would you have that would obligate you to actually go ahead and bring it to the Kohen? 1/64 of a loaf is the amount that would obligate you to bring it to the Kohen. If you have less than 1/64 of a loaf of Truma's Maitre from Zmai, you're not mechuyah to bring it to the Kohen until you collect enough Truma's Maitre that you have 1/64 of a loaf. And the Bartanura says that the Mishnah is discussing Truma's Maitre that had become Tumim. Since it became Tumim and you have less than 1/64 of a loaf, you're not mechuyah to bring it to the Kohen. But if the Truma's Maitre is Tar, even though you have a minuscule amount of Truma's Maitre, you're mechuyah to bring it to the Kohen. You can't keep it around until you have 1/64 of Truma's Maitre of Tumim.